Your mutual fund statement may arrive in the mail this week, and given the state of the market right now, you might just want to ignore it. If you do take a look, brace for lower numbers. Knight Kiplinger is editor-in-chief of Kiplinger's Personal Finance magazine, and we invited him into our studios to talk about whether people should do anything with their investments right now. Good morning.
Good to be with you, Ari.
So what do you recommend for people whose 401k statements arrive in the mail and might be a little bit scary?
Don't do anything differently. If you had a good game plan in place, a good asset mix that's appropriate to your age and your income and your tolerance for risk, no need to do anything. What you really don't want to do is stop making those monthly deposits through payroll deduction in your employer's 401k. The deferral of taxes on gains and dividends within a 401k over a lifetime of your working is a tremendous gift to investors everywhere, and you don't want to turn down that gift.
But what if your investments include some of these banks that have merged or gone under in the last month? What happens to that stock and those assets?
Most 401ks have mutual funds in them, and the mutual funds probably owned a lot of financials, which have been a great performer over the last few years, one of the best performing asset classes there is. The mutual fund will make the adjustments for the value. If the bank went bankrupt, it's wiped out. If the bank traded the shares with another bank, a stronger bank, in a merger, you'll be credited with the value of the old shares for the new shares that you receive. And that all those adjustments will be made by the mutual fund manager within your 401k. If you own the stock separately, your brokerage statement will reflect all these changes. Remember, the losses on your stocks can be used to offset gains on other stocks when you sell them. Maybe at year end you'll want to sell some stocks in which you have a gain. You can offset those gains with the losses you had, and that's a tax benefit to you.
Now, your advice to basically sit tight and ride this out is easier to follow for people who have decades of work left in them. What's your advice to people who may be on the verge of retirement and had been hoping to cash out soon?
If people nearing retirement have the 20 or 25 or 30% drop in their 401k assets that the major indexes have dropped, then they were too heavy in stocks in the first place. They shouldn't have been 100% in stocks. They should have had an asset mix with a lot of bonds and money market funds and cash in their accounts. So they wouldn't have as big a drop as you're seeing in the indexes. They'd have that big a drop only on the portion of their 401k that was in stocks in the first place. There's still time to readjust. There's still time to reallocate towards safer investments for older people in their 401ks. Younger people with a long time horizon and years of working ahead should be more heavy in stocks, and there will be bear markets like this from time to time. You ride them out.
If people right now, with the economy being in the shape it's in, are looking for the safest, most conservative place to invest their money, where would you direct them?
A lot of people are buying treasuries at an interest rate so low, short treasuries at less than 1%, less than the rate of inflation. Basically, that's like putting your money in a mattress with no gain whatsoever.
So you're saying they should just put it in a mattress?
The mattress is safe, and so are three-month treasuries. I would prefer CDs and money market funds. A few weeks ago, the government said, we're going to insure deposits in money market funds. These money market funds are safe. CDs are safe.
Knight Kiplinger is editor-in-chief of Kiplinger's Personal Finance and the Kiplinger Newsletter. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ari.